News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now let's go back to that item we've been talking about all morning. The Fine Gael TD, former Minister Michael Ring, has said all cars being brought into Ireland should be fitted with technology to prevent them from reaching speeds above 100 kilometres an hour. Ger Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Ciara thinks this is disproportionate and nanny state. I'm kind of open to the idea. What do you make of it?
Well, first of all, Shane, I suppose the problem is not cars reaching 100 kilometres an hour. It's appropriate speed. And the problem is you can do a lot of damage, you know, driving 60 kilometres an hour in a 30 kilometre zone. So I think there's an issue there. I also think what's interesting about what Michael Ring is proposing, it's very much the car will do all the work. And what about drivers actually, you know, obeying the speed limit themselves and actually taking responsibility?
Good luck with that, Geraldine. I mean, the facts show they don't take responsibility. They don't obey the rules of the road. And this is a way, maybe, it's not a magic bullet, but it could stop some road deaths because it will stop people going at over 100 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, but the problem is, I mean, as I said, that is not the issue. If you look at where deaths occur in Ireland, in terms of cyclists and pedestrians, urban areas are the most lethal places for them. So 100 kilometres an hour limit is not going to do anything there. If you then look at where the majority of drivers die, I think it's 80% or just under 80% are on rural roads with speed limits above 80 kilometres an hour. So if you're doing 90 there, you're exceeding the speed limit. So 100, there is
Geraldine, people are doing more than 100 kilometres an hour on rural roads. That's the reality.
Yeah, the reality is, but if you're doing more than 80, you're breaking the speed limit at that point.
Well, I don't think Michael Ring is saying it's going to end all road deaths, but surely it could save some. I mean, there's no way we can say that nobody killed on the roads was driving over 100 kilometres an hour. Clearly some people were. And like I suppose the question I asked to Ciara was the same. Like, where's the harm in it? What's the downside in doing this? I mean, you think that the upside is limited. I think maybe it's higher than you think it is. But where's the downside in it?
No, I mean, I completely appreciate what you're saying. But just to look at exactly what the Fine Gael TD is saying is this idea that technology is going to sort out the problem, and that the technology that was rolled out in new cars in July of this year by the EU, the intelligent speed assistance, if we retrofitted cars, we would solve that. The fact of the matter, all that system simply does is just nudges drivers when they go over the speed limit. You know, I mean, we need a mindset change. We need to not... Technology has a purpose to play in all of this. But in the end of the day, the responsibility comes back to drivers, and we have to find a way of making drivers take control of their own actions, of taking responsibility for their own actions. And it's too easy to just turn around and say, oh, look, we'll just limit cars to 100 and that'll solve it.
The problem is we've been trying that for years, and people get behind the wheel and they turn into demons and they drive like lunatics. And, you know, you can have as many advertising campaigns, and of course we need to focus on that, but a percentage of drivers will always drive like lunatics, no matter what you do. So what's the harm in actually restricting the speed at which those people can drive at?
I don't think there is any harm, but I think the question has to be asked is what would be the benefit of it?
It could save people's lives. That's the benefit.
Well, it could. Again, as I said, the stats would indicate that rural roads where the speed limit is 80, which is considerably lower than 100, is where the issue is. So I think we need to look at, and as I said, for the likes of pedestrians and cyclists, it's not 100 kilometres that is doing the damage to them. It's people disobeying the 30.
No, I accept that. And I'm not for a second suggesting it would end all road deaths. Of course it wouldn't. But there is a percentage of those road deaths, undoubtedly, where people are driving at over 100 kilometres an hour. I mean, that's inarguable at this stage. And even if the speed limit is 80, people are breaking that speed limit and driving at crazy speeds.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think it's fair to say that it's not all drivers. We're talking about a very small proportion here. Number one. Number two, I just think realistically as well, how would we do it? Would we really retrofit all cars to get them back to...
No, he didn't argue that. He said all new cars coming in should be fitted with that. So it's from now on it would happen.
Yeah, but I mean, we have all new cars coming into the country since July with intelligent speed assistance, and a lot of the new cars we've had out with it for the past 2 years, and it hasn't made a heap of difference. So, you know, I mean, people can be told about speed limits. People can be limited. In the end of the day, what we have to look at is why people break the speed limit and the motivation behind why they break the speed limit and deal with that. And I think drivers have to take responsibility.
Okay, all right, we'll leave it there. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.